Florida health officials say a child is the first death in the state during this year's flu season. The child, who has not been identified, tested positive for influenza B and was not vaccinated. The CDC says the total number of pediatric flu deaths last season was 183. That's the most since they began keeping records in 2004. A new national survey puts the spotlight on some popular and potentially dangerous myths about the flu shot. Our Dr. Tara Narula is here to explain what the data really show.
So it's really tragic every time we have to report on one of these pediatric deaths. But what this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true. It's important that we deal with the science and the facts. Parents should speak to their doctor if they have any questions. But again, recommendations, any child over 6 months should be vaccinated. It should be done early, before the end of October. Yeah. And really, even if it doesn't match the strain, again, it can reduce the severity of the flu. It can reduce complications of the flu. Officials have said it's like wearing a seatbelt, yeah. And this is really a no-brainer.
Did I hear we could do the nasal, too, and that's effective?
This year, it is recommended by the CDC to do either the flu mist or the vaccine, although the American Academy of Pediatrics still suggests the shot mm-hmm. over the mist.
Okay. I experienced it first. My son's school sent a note saying they needed proof of vaccination, so they're taking this seriously.
Yes, that's right.